الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا. صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, mentioned, مَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِ آدَمَ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ أَمْرٌ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ. That from the very inception of man till the day of Qiyamah, there will be no greater test than that of Dajjal. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that every single Nabi had warned his people about the emergence of Dajjal, the deception of Dajjal, and the great test that will come with Dajjal. Specifically, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned even Nuh alayhi salatu salam, warning his people, and we know the long lifespan of Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and the effort he had made amidst his people. And Nuh alayhi salatu salam warned his people also of Dajjal. And Rasulullah says, I am also warning you of Dajjal. Dajjal in Arabic comes from the word Dajjala. Dajjala means to trick somebody, to deceive. A person who is a swindler, a trickster. So Dajjal is full of deception. He will claim to be Allah. Dajjal will claim to be Allah. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to the Sahaba that every Nabi warned his people about the emergence of Dajjal. I am also warning you about the emergence of Dajjal. However, I will give you something extra which no Nabi had mentioned to his people regarding Dajjal. That Dajjal will be a'war, he'll be one-eyed. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from such type of defect. Hazrat Fatima bint Qais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that we heard on one day the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling as-salatu jami'ah. Sahaba gathered. It was also namaz time. They had performed salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he went onto the minbar, he smiled. And then he said, لِيَلْزِمْ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. Every person should sit in the same place where he read his salat and listen attentively. And he says, I did not gather you لِرَغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَهْبَةٍ, to give you any booty, any spoils of war. No, have I called you here because we are going out in jihad. But I have called you because just a few moments ago, a person by the name of Tamim Ad-Dari, radiallahu ta'ala, who was a Christian, He came to me, he embraced Islam, and he narrated an incident to me. And this incident amazed me because it conformed with the exact thing that I mentioned to you about Dajjal. In one riwayat, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu was also seated in the masjid in one corner, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala, "O Tamim, tell them the incident you had explained and reported to me." Nonetheless, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu had mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "We were a group of 30 people and we had boarded a ship. We were traveling somewhere, and suddenly there were heavy storms lashing out. And we were afraid that we were going to sink. So therefore we went into the smaller boats and we sailed, and we were very safely to an island. And when we came onto this island, we found a very strange looking creature. Extremely hairy. From head to toe it was covered with hair. To such an extent we couldn't make out the front from the back. So we questioned this creature. What are you? Who are you?" So this creature replied, "Anal Jassasa." Jassasa means I'm the spy. "And don't ask me any further questions. Go into that cave nearby there. And there's a man there. There's a human being there. And he is very curious. And he is waiting to get news about you people." So he said, when we heard that this animal spoke about a man, we thought perhaps this animal is a jinn, a shaitana. And therefore we hurried towards the cave. And when we entered, we saw this very huge person. We had never seen any person looking like him. Tied and fettered with chains. Ugly looking person. So we asked this person, "Ma anta? What are you? Who are you?" So this person replied, he says, "Qadartum ala khabari." Well, you have stumbled upon me, you have come to know that I am here. But you tell me now, who are you people? He said, "We are Arabs. And we had been sailing on the ship, and they gave the entire incident till they came into the cave." He asked them 3 or 4 questions. He says, "Tell me, Nakhlu Baisan, the date orchard of Baisan, Hal Tuthmir, is it bearing fruit?" They said, "Na'am." "Yes." He said, "A time will come when it will no longer bear any fruit." He said, "Tell me about Buhayra Tabariya, the lake of Tabariya. Is the water full?" They said, "Yes." He said, "A time will come when it will become dry." "Aynu Zu'r, the lake of Zu'r, is it irrigating the fields around?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Well, a time will come when even this dam will turn dry." Now if you look at history, Baisan, Buhayra Tabariya, Aynu Zu'r, all these places are in the border of Jordan and close to Palestine, or in Palestine. Then he said, "Tell me about Nabi al-Ummiyin, the Nabi of the Ummis, the Nabi who has emerged amongst the Arabs. Has he emerged? Has he appeared? Is he born?" They say, "Yes." People are following him. He has come out of Makkah, he's gone to Medina. Dajjal asks, "Is anybody opposing?" They said, "Yes. But we find that this Nabi is dominant and his deen is growing." Dajjal remarked something which was true. And he said, "It is good for them if they follow him and obey him." And then he said, "Listen, I am Al-Masih al-Dajjal. I'm Dajjal. I'm fettered here, I'm kept here. But there will be a day when I will be released. The riwayat explain that Dajjal will go into such a fury. He'll be raging in anger. Allah Ta'ala will then release him. Allah has him chained. And he says, when I will emerge, I will move very swiftly through the entire world. So Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu explained this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned that Dajjal said, I will go through the entire world. I will traverse the world with great speed. Great speed. In a period of 40 days, we will explain this. He said, the only places I will not be able to enter is Makkah and Medina. In the books of hadith, it is mentioned Dajjal will come right till Mount Uhud, just behind Mount Uhud. He will not be able to enter the boundaries of Medina Sharif. Every mountain pass around there will be guarded by angels. So Dajjal will not be able to enter Makkah and Medina. It is mentioned in the kitabs that prior to the emergence of Dajjal, there will be drought for 3 solid years. In the first year, Allah Ta'ala will command the sky to hold back 1/3 of its rain, and the earth to hold back 1/3 of its produce, and the second year 2/3, and finally the third year Allah Ta'ala will make drought prevail to such an extent that the animals will die. There'll be no vegetation, there'll be no crops. And then Dajjal will make his appearance in a place called Khurasan. Khurasan, northeast of Persia. Now again, we have to understand the scenario. And right now, all those events are unfolding in the very same areas where there's so much of wars taking place, senseless killings taking place, innocent people are being killed. All these have been mentioned in the hadith as the minor signs of Qiyamah. There'll be wars taking place. يَتْبَعُهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفِ 70,000 Jews will follow Dajjal from Khurasan. Now it is mentioned in the books, you can read it up. History bears testimony to the fact that in the 4th century already there were Jews living in Khurasan. Allama Maqdisi rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, of course there is the 9th century, and he has written that there are more Jews in Khurasan than Christians. So they will follow Dajjal. In one riwayat, he will come kharijun khallatan bayna al-shami wal-iraq. So it will be, he will first emerge in the place called Khurasan, and he'll move towards Iraq, Sham, that area. So we look at Iran, Iraq. Sham is Palestine, Jordan, Syria, this entire area. فَعَاثٍ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا He will cause great havoc, mischief, corruption throughout the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give him certain special powers, because he's going to claim to be Allah, ma'ad Allah. He will move very, very swiftly. In a period of 40 days, Rasulullah ﷺ explained, the first day will be equivalent to an entire year. The first day of Dajjal will be equal to 1 year. The second day, 1 month. The third day, 1 week. Then the remaining days, like the remaining days as we experience. My respected brothers and elders, when Rasulullah explained to Sahaba all these things, obviously they became very, very worried. They were gripped with fear. But despite the fear and the worry they had, their minds went to a very important question. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first day which will be equivalent to 1 year, what about our namaz? Will we just read 5 times namaz? It's going to be 1 year. So must we just read 5 times namaz? Nabi Sallam said no. اُقْدُرُ لَهُ قَدْرَهُ. You'll have to estimate. Like how it is one day, second day, third day, fourth day, you'll have to estimate 5 times namaz every day for that entire period. But the point I want to drive home is, look at the Sahaba's concern for Salat. Nonetheless, Rasulullah explained to Sahaba about Dajjal and how fast he will move, like kalghith, istadbaratul rih, like a rain cloud which is being pushed very heavily with winds. So this is the power that Dajjal would have. He will have with him a garden and a fire. And he will call the people towards him and to accept him as being Allah. Those who accept, he will enter them into his garden. And those who reject, he will push them into his fire. Rasulullah tells us to plunge into his fire and not into his garden, because his fire, Allah will make it cool as a garden, and his and the garden that he has will turn into fire. He will come across a very ignorant person, a very weak person, person with very weak iman, a Bedouin. He will invite him towards worshipping him and believing him as Allah. And he tells him, see, I will perform a miracle in front of you. Both your parents have passed on. And I will give them life. I'll bring them back into this world. If that happens, will you believe in me? He said, why not? It is mentioned two shaitan will take the form of this person's father and mother and present themselves before him. And immediately he'll believe in Dajjal. He will have with him a mountain of bread, a river of water. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, a mountain of bread. Showing the people his powers. Those who accept, he will feed them. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, a mountain of bread. Muslim said, that is ahwan ala Allah. That's nothing for Allah. What's a mountain of bread? Allah possesses everything in the world. He controls everything. What is if Dajjal has the power of having just one mountain of bread? It's nothing. So Dajjal will go and invite the people towards him. Every kafir, every disbeliever, every munafiq will follow Dajjal. A mu'min will see on the forehead of Dajjal inscribed kaf, fa, ra, or kafir. And this only a believer will be able to see. The riwayat mentioned whether this believer could read and write or not, whether he was literate or not. On that particular occasion, Allah will give him that iman and that basirat in which he will be able to detect kafara written on the forehead of Dajjal. Yet a disbeliever, no matter how knowledgeable he may be and how intelligent he may be, he will not be able to see this kafara on the forehead of Dajjal. Then he will command the sky to rain, and the sky will rain. He'll command the earth to produce crops, and it will do so. He will yamurru ala al-khariba, he will go past a desert land, and he will say, akhriji kunuzak, that come, remove all your treasures that you have, and immediately the earth will follow and obey, and all those treasures will follow Dajjal, ka ya asi bin nakh, like the male bees follow the female bee, and like that they will follow Dajjal. He will perform these feats, these so-called tricks and deception. There will be one youngster. Before we explain the incident of this youngster, let us just quickly give a description of Dajjal. Dajjal will be a young man, shabun, qatatun, with very coiled and bushy hair. Very coiled hair. He'll be qasirun, short but very huge. Very huge. أَعْوَرُ عَيْنِ الْيُمْنَى in some riwayat, his right eye, he'll have just one eye, and that is the right eye. The left eye will have no socket, but the place of the socket on it, there'll be wrinkled up skin. And he will not be able to see, of course, there won't be any vision, there won't be any eye. So only with the one eye he will be able to see. And this one eye, Rasulullah says, عِنَبَةٌ طَافِيَةٌ. It will be like a protruding grape. We have seen grapes bulging out. So this eye of Dajjal will be bulging out. And his feet, according to some explanation, it will be bandy. Or, the beginning, the toes, the fingers of his feet will be very closely, will be very close to one another. And the ankles, as the feet goes towards the back portion, the ankles will be very, very broad. That these are signs of Dajjal. And of course, I mentioned on his forehead, Kafara. And Dajjal himself will be extremely, extremely hairy. So this youngster will come. When he hears about the emergence of Dajjal, he will go towards Dajjal. Only to be confronted by the bodyguards of Dajjal. This also is a sign that Dajjal cannot be Allah. Allah needs no bodyguards. They will say, إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ تَعْمِدْ. Where are you going to? He said, I'm going to this guy here, this person who claims to be Rabb. He said, don't you believe in our Rabb? أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُ بِرَبِّنَا. So some of those bodyguards want to beat him up. As they say, no. Hasn't our Rabb, meaning Dajjal, commanded us not to do anything without his command? So they drag him towards Dajjal. Dajjal tells him to believe in him. He refuses. He says, you are Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Dajjal has been known as Al-Masih al-Dajjal because of the word Masaha, which means to wipe. Mamsuh means his eye will be wiped out, obliterated. Therefore, Masih al-Dajjal. And Al-Masih, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Al-Masih ibn Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu salam is called Al-Masih because Allah Ta'ala had given him the miracle, the ability that when he touched the sick person, immediately he was cured. So there's a difference between the both. So Dajjal will say, you don't believe in me? He will tell his men to grab this person and put him onto the ground. He'll be made to lie down onto the ground and he'll be beaten profusely. Severely. His head also will be beaten. And then Dajjal will tell the people around this youngster who will be a believer. He'll say, if I saw him now into two pieces and then I give him life, will you believe that I'm Dajjal? They will say, definitely. So Dajjal takes a saw and he saws this person into two. He bisects him. The riwayat say, jizlatain, into two pieces. Then Dajjal will walk between these two pieces. Then he'll say, kum, stand up, rise. This person will rise. And what will he say? He says, I take a qasam in Allah. Mazdattu fika illa basira. I have got more yaqeen now that you are definitely the Dajjal which our beloved Rasulullah had warned us about. Dajjal will grab him. He will tell his people to grab him. They will try to slaughter him. Allah will protect this youngster. There will be copper around his neck and Dajjal will not be able to slaughter him. Then Dajjal will throw him into his so-called fire. People who think that Dajjal has thrown him into the fire, but Allah Ta'ala will make it cool. Nonetheless, in the hadith it has been mentioned that this person, Allah gives him a shahadat. Because he stood up in front of the greatest trial that mankind ever witnessed. And that is the fitna of Dajjal. So Allah will say, أَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Rasulullah said that he will be the greatest shaheed, the greatest martyr in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, Dajjal will appear and he will even perform such miracles or feats that the lives of the people have will produce more milk. They will become even more huger and fatter when they reach home in the evening after grazing in the fields. They will be very full and healthy. So these will all be tricks of Dajjal. Rasulullah ﷺ says that if you have to see Dajjal, remember Sahaba became very, very fearful. And Rasulullah ﷺ, after explaining to them Dajjal and the incident of Dajjal and how grave and how serious the emergence of Dajjal will be, and what type of trial and test it will be. After explaining to them this whole khutbah and sermon, he had gone home. But when he came back to the Sahaba, he could see from their faces they were looking very, very worried. And he says, Ma sha'anukum, what's the matter? Ya Rasulullah, the way you explain about Dajjal, it is as though we perhaps perceive him to be somewhere in some date orchard nearby. And what if he comes out now? What are we going to do? Rasulullah consoles them. He said, if he has to emerge now, whilst I am with you, I will defend you. I will defend you. And if he has to emerge, وَلَسْتُ فِيكُمْ, whilst I am not amidst you, فَمْرُؤٌ حَجِيجُ نَفْسِي, each person will have to defend himself. وَاللَّهُ خَلِيفَتِي فِي كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, but Allah will protect every single Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me that assurance that Allah will protect every believer. And therefore Rasulullah has told us and instructed us. Look at the riwayats of Bukhari, Muslim and many other kitabs. The incident of Dajjal has been mentioned in all these kitabs. In authentic ahadith. And he says that we should recite the first few verses of Suratul Kahf. In the 15 juz, Suratul Kahf. Recite these verses on Dajjal and Allah will protect you from Dajjal. Some riwayat say, whoever memorizes these few verses, he will be protected from Dajjal. Whoever recites Surah Kahf, will be protected from Dajjal. Whoever reads the last few verses of Suratul Kahf, he will be protected from Dajjal. And Rasulullah says, that when Dajjal emerges, then don't go and try and confront him and go and see what's happening. Move away and run away, escape to the mountaintops. Until Isa alayhi salatu salam, he will descend on Al-Manaratul Bayda, the white minaret of the masjid in eastern Damascus. Again, we see all these scenes taking place now in Syria, Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, Khorasan. So he will come down. It's a lengthy incident of how Isa alayhi salatu salam will pursue Dajjal. The only person who will be able to kill Dajjal will be Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. So Isa alayhi salatu salam will pursue Dajjal, and it is mentioned that Isa alayhi salatu salam, Allah will give him such a breath that it will be as far as his eye can see, and the moment he sees Dajjal, Dajjal will begin to melt, and then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam will go and he will kill Dajjal bi Babi Luddin at Babi Ludd, which is in Palestine. My respected brothers and elders, we have to protect ourselves and we have to remind our youngsters and of course the progeny that's going to come to protect ourselves from Dajjal, because this is the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite Suratul Kahf every Friday. Learn these beginning and end verses of Suratul Kahf and let us worry about preserving our iman. We have to make great efforts of protecting our iman. And we can see as the events are unfolding so rapidly, Iraq, Iran, or Syria, Palestine, daily we see. When Dajjal will appear, of course there are minor signs that have taken place, or many have taken place. There will be major signs that will take place. But that takes another long lesson on its own. Rasulullah had mentioned, Badiru bil amal, hasten with good deeds, before the emergence of three things. And one of the three things he mentioned, Khurujud Dajjal, the appearance of Dajjal. So by protecting our iman, worrying about our iman, the iman of our youngsters, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make us those believers that if Dajjal has to appear, we will be able to identify him as Dajjal and we will recite the Suratul Kahf upon him and we will save ourselves. If we are not there, then let us pass it on to our children and they will be able to protect themselves. May Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat. May Allah remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, especially in Burma, in Syria and so many other places in the world. May Allah Ta'ala change the conditions and Allah improve the conditions. May Allah make aman and aman come in those places. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.